This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Let's go with Strasburg.
All right.
What's that?
It's an acting technique, method. And I'm not surprised you didn't know that because all you've done is lonely and horny.
Oh,
three
God.
Failed pilots for a reason.
You were so ready.
Know when to change gears.
Richard or otherwise.
Amir, and Kayla, I'm so sorry about this because this is if this wasn't a podcast, this would be an HR violation. Amir, how's that cock?
Yeah, you're not supposed to ask that. HR podcast interpersonal
second week in a row. Just like soulless, kind of.
Yeah, is everything okay?
No, but I don't
really
have
did
to
come
tell
on the
you.
Zoom with just like dead eyes.
Oh, really?
No, I was no smile.
It's a dead eyes promo that I'm trying to do.
No, it's
show's
not.
Over, kind of, right? Season's
well,
done.
Hank's it's important for people to listen to the back catalog.
Yeah,
what?
The dead eyes back catalog in order to
no we know what it means. It's just why do you think it's your job to promote it and have people do that on this episode?
Anything, it's my job.
Yeah, and Marika
and not here
is just trying to have a good time, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, you actually, before we started recording, you said, can we get this out of the way so we can have a weekend? So I don't even know if you think that this is going to be a good time.
Well, this is work. Like,
for me, yeah.
Don't get it twisted to the listeners. Like, everything that a lot of us do, slash all of us, really, if you include everything, might optically seem fun, but it's actually work that needs to get done.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's not true. Because work is cash, which makes it not fun. If you do something for money, then it's just to get it over with. Do you think mechanics love working on Mazdas?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think really? Some really do.
Yeah.
They like sort of, yeah, like tinkering, problem solving and tinkering.
Find a hobby.
That's true. That's true.
Jeff, what are your hobbies?
I like aperitifs.
Yeah, but if it's like 1 p.m. on a Sunday,
after
what are you doing?
Drink?
Yeah.
If it's 1 p.m. on a Sunday, I'm probably whacking it, sort of wanking it, jacking it, jerking my gherkin till I finish.
Oh.
Amir, you're wearing a V-neck tee.
Yes.
So high.
This
up.
Was an undershirt, but it's really soft, so I wore it to bed.
So you're in your pajamas.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah. This plus shorts.
Video podcast.
Amir, I'm actually just now remembering that I had a dream that we were in the same high school class and we had a reunion.
And a ring.
A ring union.
We had a reunion and I, like, even in the dream, I'm like, Amir? And you're like, yeah. And
I'm like, 20-something.
And I'm like, what are you doing? I think probably because yesterday on Review, we were talking about your age. Because someone said you were born in 2002.
Me?
Yeah. And
I see. Facetiously saying that.
So that's why.
Was it you
I
or
guess,
Jeff? Because I think there's only two people on that show. So when you say someone said that.
It was from a listener sending a theme song talking about how you died. But it was like 2002 to forever on your headstone.
Hmm.
Also, we should say the tennis sketch is like viral on TikTok in a way.
What?
It's got like 400,000 views.
Wow.
It's our most viewed TikTok, but it's so many people being like, like it's half people knowing who Amir is and getting the bit, and then just half people like discussing age.
This is millennial humor.
None of there wasn't any of that.
I've also seen a lot of people being like, Riley's 26. Yeah, right. Thought she was 32. Someone said, look at those crow's feet. And I'm like, sorry, you mean laugh lines, bitch?
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Fun.
That's really fine.
I smile, honey.
Yeah, almost 500,000 views. Sorry.
That's hilarious.
I guess we got to do a squeakquel.
That was like, I think the first sketch that I didn't write or was in for HeadGum. So it was me watching it for the first time while editing it, and I was cracking the fuck up. I was like, it was hard to choose which takes to do, because I think you guys did like 3 takes, and they were all really good, but for different reasons. And I was like, I was having a blast editing that.
All right. Good sign when the editors laugh.
So that's really interesting that it's like the one sketch that you're not a part of in any way other than the editing.
Interesting. And it became the most popular, you said? Viral?
Viral.
Well, we
were laughing a lot. And we had a great time making it. Like, I feel like the energy.
Did Jeff write it?
The studio. No, I wrote it.
Yeah.
And then we improvised a lot of it together.
Right.
Can we,
but was he there during the shoot?
No.
That's when he had COVID, yeah.
He had COVID, too. So on top of all that. And
so you think the secret sauce is me having an irreparable respiratory disease?
And which time of having COVID was that one? Was that 3?
Yeah.
Number 3.
It's actually not cool to make fun of people for getting COVID.
Yeah. Well, you're not people. But it was interesting that the more sick you get, the more viral we become.
Yeah, the viral load increases.
The viral load increases on both ends.
Interesting.
Also, can you guys
if you want to go viral, get virus.
He's not wrong.
Well, if me and Riley want to go viral.
If you want to be an internet C-lister, get COVID. Yeah.
I said it.
Add a secrets out, bitch.
We haven't done this for a couple weeks, but
that's fine.
Can I ask my genuine question about the sketch first?
And I'm not fucking hot.
Yes.
The bag in the fridge.
What was that bag about? In the fridge.
Oh, I think somebody's lunch, right?
It was our sound designer. He was making, I think it was his mom's birthday, and he had food that he was preparing for her to bring over to her place.
That's right.
So that's the bag.
So it's a full, it's a duffel bag of food.
It's a duffel bag of unprepared food.
It was a Dutchel bag because it was like going to be prepared in a Dutch oven.
There you go.
He was going to barbecue steak.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there, so I don't know what's happening.
He wouldn't know.
I just was trying to lock in some information.
That's why it was such a freaking hit.
They said no Gen Z bonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said someone in their 30s.
Wow. So I have like 4 months to get this shit booked.
Yeah.
Unless you think I look young for my age. Let's go around. Jeff?
Daniel Craig said that he's injured himself on every Bond movie.
Okay.
I think you would die. First
Tomorrow
take.
Never does.
Pictures up and you're gone.
I don't think so.
How do you think it would happen? Like what stunt? Or if even a stunt?
No, you think he makes it to the first stunt? Absolutely not. I think it's like, and pictures up and action, and he just croaks.
I think
away
from the pressure.
It's impossible to time that.
I think it would be from one of those like classic motorcycle moped things, but the whole scene is that Amir's just on the back and he shifts his weight the wrong way, kind of like the end of
that's really
the History Boys play slash movie. He shifts his the wrong way and then he would die from a crash.
The hell?
That's not the resume that gets you Bond.
I think it's he's shaking a martini in a shaker, but he hits his head just so
that wouldn't kill
that
you.
It fully no it, that doesn't kill you. That knocks you out. You fall backwards, glass table. That kills you.
They somehow have the coverage of it.
Bond yeah. doesn't works. Make his own drinks.
Imagine. Just
he's
like
ordering from a bartender.
Amir in Casino Royale.
That's actually the one Bond I could fit into because I do absolutely. Like playing poker.
Absolutely not. Have you seen it?
No, I just assumed that in all other Bonds, he does something much more active than playing cards.
Casino Royale. Has a torture scene.
Yes, the cock and ball torture scene.
It's haunted what? For days. Mads Mikkelsen ties Daniel Craig to a chair fully nude and just whacks his balls with a knotted rope.
Jesus, that sounds so hot.
And but he's like, Bond is like trained to take torture and not spill secrets. So it's like, but I feel like it would be a mirror. And even though it's fake, it would be like
crazy.
Yeah, it would be fake, so it wouldn't hurt. Sorry. This Try Guys thing has me, like, acting a fool.
Acting a fool?
I guess I'm not over it is all.
You're wiling in a way.
How is it affecting you? Like, which part of it? Is it them yeah. disbanding? Is it the
I want
affair?
To insert myself into the discourse, and I haven't found a way.
You yet. Need to then take a stand then. So then what is the thing?
I have no strong opinion about that or anything, but I just
want to. So why do you want to be a part of the discourse if you don't have an opinion?
I want to trend.
Mm.
You know, Armageddon is trending number 29 on Twitter right now.
Which is the movie? End of days or?
Nuclear threats of nuclear war, tactical nuclear missiles. And that's 29. Try Guys is probably like 2.
Yeah, what is it?
That's insane.
Well, because the Armageddon is fine. It kills all of us equally.
That's what I was going to say.
Try Guys is like specific, yeah.
My Bond of the Week is Molly Ringwald.
Why?
Because I want a 16 candles nod. So Bond is obviously a Lothario and a Casanova in the specific regard of sex. And so I want it to be a reverse 16 candles, but a nod within the 007 universe, extended cinematic or otherwise, where like Molly gets some tail. And then she kind of like walks out of the MI5 bathroom and holds up a pair of boxers and everybody claps for her. What are your guys' bonds of the week?
Ned.
Fulmer.
Who?
Idiot.
Declassified.
Flanders.
Mine.
Ned. Flanders as Bond, a fully
Chris
animated
Pratt
Bond.
As oh. Mario,
as
Bond.
Bond. That's pretty good.
So give us the name is Bond, James Bond, but in Chris Pratt's voice as Mario. As
so this Bond. Is Riley as Pratt as Mario. As
this is me. Yeah, me as Pratt as Mario as Bond. The name's Bond, James Bond.
All right, now I'm going to give you Riley. As Pratt as Mario as Bond. So this is me as Riley as Pratt as Mario as Bond. The name's Bond. James Bond.
I'll do Amir Riley as Pratt as Mario as Bond.
Okay.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
That was me, not Riley?
That was you.
And now Jeff, round it out.
No, I think that's it. I think that casting sees that. And then in like the behind the scenes DVD footage, they're like, I mean, and when we saw Marika do Amir doing Riley, doing Chris Pratt, doing Mario, doing James Bond, we just knew that was Bond. You know what Bond? I mean? Like, yeah.
Marika is the Bond of the week.
Marika, we found it.
Yes.
Nice.
All right, can you guys guess the friendliest country in Europe per Condé Nast?
The friendliest country?
Shut up. Riley and Marika, can you guys guess the friendliest country in Europe?
Let me guess.
You can guess after. You just clearly need like a minute.
Guess after.
That's good.
All right, I know what my answer will be.
I live on a street where, first of all, a lot of hot people live on it, but specifically like across the street, there's like a house of models. But then every so
what
often someone walks across the way and they're so uggo that I'm like, you don't deserve the space.
Yeah, I was going to say Denmark.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Denmark is perfectly friendly.
I have
to
change mine. That was going to be mine too. I'll go fucking Lithuania.
How random.
Shout out
would that
to my
be?
Mother country.
I'm gonna go Sweden.
Interesting.
Did any of us get it right yet?
No.
Can we keep
and
guessing?
Not yet. You only get one guess. Ireland.
Oh. I almost said that. I thought you were gonna make fun of me.
No, that's why I included it, I guess. But it's followed closely by Portugal and Greece.
Mm. Oh, well, in that case.
Ireland was sort of depressing.
And I thought you were famous, and then you became a friend of mine, right? Okay. So how hard could it be? How elusive, how famed could you be?
Right.
Let's
what
move
does
on.
That have to do with thinking that
I'm
Ireland
just saying,
is nice?
You might think something, and then it turns out to be something else.
The new
Hillary
season
Swank?
Of Dairy Girls dropped today.
Way. It did? Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. My neighbors hate me. That's a separate issue. That wasn't even about me yelling.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that's about noise.
Yeah.
You're going through things.
Hillary Swank is expecting twins.
She sure is.
Although, I bet she didn't expect it at first.
Meaning?
Fuck you guys!
Give us like a second.
She's 48.
Okay, so,
I think that's so kind
that's
of
yeah, that's yeah. In, that's
that would have been good
part.
Info to have.
That's yeah. interesting.
Should have said that first and foremost,
yeah. For sure. Per Ars Technica, Zelle fraud is on the rise, and many victims are being denied refunds.
Do you guys use Zelle?
I don't use Zelle, but I have a friend who exclusively uses Zelle. So what I'll have to do is I'll have to Venmo another friend who can then Zelle that Venmo'd money to my other friend.
You can get on Zelle like in 20 seconds. It's actually an incredible platform. There's no fees.
This episode is brought to you by Zelle.
It's tied to your bank, so you don't necessarily have to create a new service. It's like a pretty seamless bank-to-bank transfer.
This episode's also brought to you by Seamless.
Does Seamless still exist, Marika?
Why are you asking me? But yeah, it does.
It's a New York thing.
Yeah. Well, it's Seamless / Grubhub. They're the same, but there's still a Seamless app and website.
It's a bad name for a food delivery.
Kind of like Caviar and DoorDash.
I was going
to
say.
You know.
Caviar was better before DoorDash, I'll say it.
Yeah, it was.
What about Jordash versus DoorDash?
What's Jordash? Is that Jewish DoorDash?
That's good. They only deliver soup, but it's an actual, like, it's a clothing brand. They make jeans and stuff like that.
Jean DoorDash.
Jashing to you. Your Jashers on the way.
Jasher.
Speaking of jeans, I learned yesterday that Shaq's DJ name is DJ Diesel.
Yeah.
No.
Well, his nickname was Diesel.
Was it really?
Yeah, when he was in the league, it's like Shaq Diesel or just Diesel.
Diesel to friends.
I can confirm.
Thank you for weighing in. It really shook me. I got an email that was like, DJ Diesel, aka Shaq.
I did have a dream last night that LA was going to rename itself to Shaq.
Like in the honor. City?
Yeah, it was going to be Shaq, California. And then the Hollywood sign would turn into just Diesel. That's a punch up of the dream, but yeah.
That's a commercial Shaq is in next week.
Really?
It's a throwaway, borderline unjoked kind of a comment. You don't have to pause about it.
Kanye West put on a fashion show where he had people wear bad-looking tees, by the way. So I don't see how it's a fashion statement. Saying white lives matter. Can you name which celebrities have said they won't be wearing these shirts?
Probably all of them.
I think Gigi Hadid.
Correct! Absolutely. That is one of them. Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
No.
Fucking idiot. What was that?
Nothing.
I'm trying to find these bad looking t-shirts.
The last time I was on this show, it was a while ago, and I remember that it was we were doing a question thing, and if you got it wrong, you were kicked out of the Zoom and you're done recording for the day.
You should bring that back.
We don't really want to get out of here though. We get it wrong on purpose. You have to get it right to leave.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny because you suck. Everyone wants to not be here. You should be offended by that sentiment. Next question.
The other ones were Jaden Smith, Venus Williams.
What's that?
Hailey Bieber. The other ones were Jaden Smith, Venus Williams, and Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, I was going to guess Venus.
Every stinking time.
You're always guessing Venus. That's just like, that's your answer for... Get Luke on the pod. Look at him.
He's a boy. He's a little boy. Say something. Talk in English for the first time ever. It's going to happen.
He looks so bewildered.
He's looking out the window because he finally has access.
Bothered and bewildered.
Is Luke.
Is Luke. Little ear.
He just passed away as I put him down.
Nice.
I put him down.
Yeah.
Nice. Every stinking time. See what got King Charles flustered.
The new king has made a splash. With the royal fountain, pens.
Oh, God.
King Charles III hates the
Did
pen
you write
for
that?
Leaking ink on his royal hand. He had to pull out a hanky after passing the pen to Camilla, who got ink on her hands. All hail the angry king, someone tweeted. Charles bitterly wrote off the leaky pen.
Every line is a pun. Every line is a pun.
This wasn't King Charles' first battle with a pen. A couple of days earlier, when he officially ascended to the throne,
proclaiming your majesty,
he gestured dismissively at a tray of pens to get them taken out of his way. Someone on Twitter suggested send the pen guy to the tower. And when the king was seated for signing, he kept fiddling with ink and trays, grimacing as he ordered an aide to get those pens away. Someone put words in the king's mouth. The servant must clear my desk for me. I can't be expected to move things. Royal pain. Genie Mouse, CNN, New York.
We should do a video where you walk in and say that speech verbatim.
What was the first time I was like, fountain pen?
Pen.
Pen.
The king is making a splash with a royal fountain pen.
Pen.
Okay.
At least we're talking about something.
Can't believe that aired. I would fire that journalist.
What? So that was there a tweet that was someone just like, all hail the cranky king? Like, it's not even a burn.
That's not news, I think. We do have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with a segment fitting for the season. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
What are you guys seeing on the screen?
Nothing.
Jeffrey James has started screen sharing.
There we go.
Oh, Scary Clips.
Welcome to Scary Clips.
Oh, no.
Or how long can Riley last watching the 10 scariest jump scares on YouTube?
No!
This is bad for me, too.
This is great. Then how long can Brownlee last as well?
This is horrible.
Well, now they're gone. Now they're back. Oh, God.
Shit.
Horror intro music.
This is just a dress rehearsal, so we'll figure it out on the day.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh my God.
I 21 hate
minutes.
This. Oh,
not
no.
The whole thing. There's only 4 clips.
What movie is this?
It's like Insidious. Or
yeah,
something.
This is Insidious.
Oh fuck, Jeffrey.
It's so dark.
Oh, I should also say you guys can call Uncle anytime, or sorry, Zunkle. But if you stick it out for all 4 clips, you can win up to $40 that you actually can keep. Which I think is more impressive than the $500 I used to send and then beg to get back. This is 40 real dollars you can get.
I wonder if jump scares mean as much like broad daylight watching on a dark computer.
I wonder if I call the IRS on your ass and make sure you've been doing your taxes correctly.
Yeah, I guess. 2 equally important things to wonder.
What is this kid doing?
He put like a Tonka truck in a teepee. And again, you can call his uncle at any time.
Oh my God. I hate this so much.
I can like barely see it on the screen.
Also, you can't
it's
even
still
hear.
Bad.
You can't hear the sound?
No.
Not anymore.
What about now?
Yeah.
A toy truck.
Well, it's gone again.
No, that's better.
So long of a buildup.
Reiterating, you can call his uncle at any time. Mostly because I don't want to spend $40.
I just don't know how long this clip is. I thought they were going to be really short clips, and now it's like my body's just so tense.
It's in 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
That's the thing. It's like knowing that these are all clips of jump scares, but not knowing how long they are. So I know it's
And because the music keeps going in and out, it's worse. Because I feel like it's going to be like sudden sound and face.
Oh my god.
Oh. That was nothing.
Oh,
that was
anything.
No face. Okay.
What is this?
This is a different clip?
Oh no. Is this The Ring or something?
I actually don't know what movie this is.
This Maybe. One's at least well lit.
Whoa. Ma'am?
Do you think it's scary to shoot these scenes? Or they're like kind of laughing?
Oh, this fucking kid. Last
night. You guys are doing way better than I thought you would.
Because these clips aren't that scary. Oh, no, I know this one. Fuck this. This, I remember seeing this.
This is Insidious.
I remember seeing this movie. And this image that's going to come up, it is Insidious because I couldn't sleep for weeks. It was so.
That's like, that's the problem that I have.
It was so fucking scary. And it also, it's like. I had this thing where it's like, if I'm in the shower and I close my eyes, it's like, because I was like, I couldn't close my eyes in the shower. I'd rather have my eyes burn with soap and close my eyes and imagine this shit coming to get me.
That's my main problem with horror movies. Like, I just can't deal with the mental
like, why do I want that image in my head?
Yeah. Like, jump scares, I can deal with in the moment.
It was standing. Oh my god, baby Rose Byrne.
Save her. She doesn't deserve this.
Oh shit. Amir, do you like horror movies?
I don't love or hate them. I think they're like kind of fun. But I never actively seek them out.
This would have been a great segment for Kayla. She loves
horror
movies.
This movie's colored bad.
I have notes.
Isn't Patrick... Is there like an Insidious series or what's the series?
Oh my fuck. No. And I knew it was gonna happen.
No. I hate him.
Me?
No
Josh
man.
Lucas.
He's the scariest like horror face to me.
Yeah. Ooh. Babadook. Can't even compare.
Oh my god.
That wasn't even the clip.
Fuck.
That was a pre-roll for
but it was the Babadook, right?
Yeah, that was
sick. Okay, icon.
Is it scary to watch it in the theater or
that scared me. I'm watching it in a grainy video from a video and it's not even new
over my screen, like.
Yeah, and it's 11 a.m. and I'm scared.
Is this good audio?
No. Girl, why?
It's just an armoire.
Like Renesmee.
What movie is this? Do we know?
It's Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. Oh, fuck that.
Oh, fuck that.
Was that The Ring?
That was The Conjuring.
Oh, those are the Patrick Wilson movies, I was thinking.
Patrick Wilson, that's who it is.
I gotta say, guys, you made it through.
I really hope that this is not coming out as a video pod and it's just audio of us waiting for
and I'm not gonna Venmo silent. Amir because his net worth is large. Yeah. But Riley and Marika, Venmo fine or
I'll download Zelle just for this.
You don't have to Venmo me money.
You don't have to do anything.
Oh, then I'm not gonna do it.
It's the thought that counts.
It really is.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ear Factor. Are you guys familiar with Fear Factor?
Yes.
Obviously, a game show where you kind of face your fears. This is a little different than that.
Face your ears.
This is Ear Factor, where I'm going to face your guys' ears. It's sort of, again, a test of will and strength and
for you
endurance for y'all.
Oh.
This is going to be a game where I single y'all out one by one and whisper something by proxy into your ear. Really, I'm whispering it into the mic, and then it's going through the airwaves, and then it's going into your headphones. We're all wearing headphones, so it will feel like I'm whispering in your ear. And it's going to be a really bad sentence to hear. And once again, you can call Zunkle at any time. Let's see who can survive Ear Factor. Let's start with, just because this is the order of my Zoom, let's start with Riley. What I'm going to need the other two to do is mute your computer until I wave, okay?
Mute my computer so or can't hear you.
Mute your audio so you can't hear me. Riley should be the only one who can hear me.
Okay.
So I'll mute.
Give me a thumbs up when you're muted.
Muted.
Okay, great.
Just us.
You never really know somebody's body until you've eaten their ass at least twice. It can't be like a one-time experimental thing. It has to be an actual thing.
My favorite part is when you misspoke.
I guess also feel free to respond in any way that you guys want.
Well, I guess I wasn't sure what the point of that was. So was it like, oh, how much of that can I withstand?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I hear you say shit like that all the time. And so it was just kind of like waiting. You're good, Amir. You can put volume on.
Yeah. Again, if I wave. Volume on. Fucking idiot.
Should I come back or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess that I'm not scared of that.
Okay. That makes sense. Riley and Amir, mute. Marika's turn.
This is unreal.
I'm so lonely that I would pay a high class dominatrix a rack just to spare 5 minutes on the phone with me.
Is that it?
Amir's turn.
Should I come back?
Yes.
Okay.
When I wave, you come back. And I haven't been anything less than crystal clear about that.
Yeah.
Muting.
Marika and Riley, here we go.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll make dinner plans with friends and have someone else make the reservation, putting their credit card on the resi, so that when I inevitably cancel last minute, they have to incur the $25 a head cancellation fees.
Okay. And I have to tell you if that scares me.
Back to Riley.
Oh.
Are you guys confused about the rules of the game, or
yes,
is that just...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's
not a game, question mark.
Okay. What we all three of us know a specific private thing for now.
Yeah, I guess.
Back to Riley, though?
Yeah, there's three rounds.
Why is it
separate? Well, why do we all have to mute? Yeah, why do we all have to...
Because it has to feel like, why am I the only one hearing this? And that makes it more uncomfortable.
Got it.
Okay.
So we've done one of three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
So Marika and Amir mute. Now we know the rules of the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We know what's happening. I don't know if they're rules
or a game. Yeah.
But we know what's happening.
Marika and Amir mute. Riley's turn.
Okay.
Brushing your teeth more than once a day is truly overkill. Trust me.
A little saying shit like that.
All right, Marika's turn.
Why do I have to unmute just to hear Marika's turn? I feel like I can stay muted.
Well, if you can keep it in your head whose turn it is, then yeah, but I don't trust
don't
you.
Don't be mad at him.
I'm just saying for
this
the
game doesn't make sense.
For the real thing, we should adjust that.
All right.
This is being recorded as a podcast? All right. Back to muting.
There's only one reason to carve a pumpkin, and it's not to put out on your stoop in October. It's for fucking the gourd.
That tracks.
Amir?
I am back.
I feel like I'm getting boring ones. I don't know. Like, Riley's always having a hoon on.
No, I can tell you what mine was. It wasn't, probably wasn't any better. It's just seeing his face when he does it.
Even like yours watching it without sound made me laugh.
Amir?
Want some relationship advice? Your partner should know you so well that they should be able to read your mind. If they can't figure out your needs before you even know what they are for yourself, and not only meet them, but go above and beyond, dump their ass.
What kind of reactions were you hoping to get?
I'm wondering.
Discomfort, you know, shifting in your seat a little bit.
I mean, like Riley said, we hear you say this kind of shit all the time.
Fine, then let me just do the last round to all three of you guys, all right?
Great. Love that.
Shower beer? Try shower gin. Gets the job done quicker so you can relax and slip.
Yeah, it's good that only Riley didn't hear that.
I don't know why I thought it was going to rhyme.
Relax and...
and sin.
In the shower. Kind of only means one thing.
My biggest dream in life is to be a board member. This one's a call and response. Jeff deserves a seat on the board of Pfizer. Exactly right.
This is kind of like a Welcome to Night Vale segment, but like poorly planned. Like the things you're saying feel Welcome to Night Vale-y. But you could have found a better like way to frame it.
Yeah, it's like ASMR, but I don't care.
It's kind of like Jeff's druthers.
I really don't want to say the last one. I wrote it late at night and I thought that it'd be
you have to now. You can't say that and then not do it.
It's pretty graphic. That's and fine. Honest.
You didn't have to admit that.
Yeah.
And you honest. Made it worse. Barbecue sauce all over its face.
And
I'm not going to say this one.
Jeffrey, that is such bullshit. You have to say this.
Now I'm excited.
You guys don't want to know this information, and I don't want to give it, so I feel like I shouldn't say it.
Jeffrey.
You have to.
It's just a description of my actual dick.
No. Don't even joke.
I think it's an actual HR violation. Plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? The floor is yours.
I think when this comes out, the first East Coast sketch will have dropped.
Holy smokes.
East Coast manager.
Yeah, so watch that if you haven't, and maybe don't be mean about it.
Yeah, don't be mean about it. I guess it could be good.
Yeah.
You can make fun of Johnny all you want.
Yeah.
Jake. Yeah.
But be nice to me.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess just HeadGum sketches generally.
Writ large.
Writ large.
Hey, I'm Writ. Writ large.
James Writ.
Yeah, HeadGum sketches, review, and if everyone wants to go check out the Super Mario Brothers trailer, I think I'd love to direct people there.
Holy shit. You're on the street team. You're working with fucking Sony or whatever.
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
It's you on the street dressed like Toad.
It works. Box office records shattered. We'll skip Amir because he doesn't do jack shit. And at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter.
Oh, at Riley Anspa, Instagram, at Riley Coyote on Twitter.
At Marie Galon on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd.
Yeah, I was just going to say, plug that Letterboxd, baby.
Gotta.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. That's Dawes, folks.
Yeah, I was going to say that I have an Instagram handle.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.